Maine Governor Janet Mills today convened the first meeting of her administration's new Prevention and Recovery Cabinet. The cabinet's intended to create strategies for a broad, coordinated response to the state's drug crisis. And as Mal Leary reports, it plans to look at broader public health problems as well.
Maine Chief Justice Lee Sofley and Attorney General Aaron Fry are part of the group, as are two public members, one who identifies as a recovering alcoholic. There are also doctors and other healthcare professionals at the table, as well as the leaders of several state agencies that Mills has tasked with developing new strategies that recognize addiction as a disease.
We're not simply taking people in at the emergency room, reviving them with Narcan, and then sending them back to where they came from for potentially further misuse of drugs. We want to turn people's lives around.
Mills acknowledged that the task will be difficult, but pledged her administration's commitment to find solutions. The chair of the group, Director of Opioid Response Gordon Smith, says one of its first jobs should be to assess all of the health data that various organizations already compile, but that he doubts are being shared.
I don't believe they've ever met. And so we want to bring them together to say, what data do you have in your database to help inform our opioid response?
But Smith says the state is not waiting until all of its long-term strategies are crafted to address the crisis. Several agencies reported on immediate steps already underway, such as making sure that all state law enforcement officers, from troopers to Marine Patrol officers, have access to life-saving drugs, including the overdose reversal medication Naloxone. The Corrections Department says it's developing a program aimed at addressing the growing number of inmates that have addictions. Programs are also being piloted in several county jails. And State Health and Human Services Commissioner Gene Lambrew says while opioid addiction is driving the crisis, Mainers are suffering from effects of a wide range of drugs.
There are other drugs, and there's a relationship between addiction and mental health problems. So we view the opioid crisis as the tip of the spear, and we're working our way down to look at the broader range of addictions.
The Department of Education is taking a similar broad approach to development of prevention programs for all ages of school children. That effort is being led by Mary Herman, wife of Maine Independent U.S. Senator Angus King. And Chief Justice Sofley cautioned the group that drug addiction has very individualized causes and responses should be tailored to address those causes.
Everyone wants to throw resources at this crisis. Mm-hmm. And if we don't do individual assessments and make sure the resources are actually being effective for the individuals and families we're seeing, we're going to repeat the problems.
The committee plans to meet quarterly, but there will be subcommittee meetings as needed, and state agencies have been tasked to adopt immediate strategies to address all aspects of the drug crisis. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Mal Leary.